and good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Live high school boys basketball now. Last night, we had the Sandusky girls basketball team up against Cass City. A great win for Sandusky, winning their first regional championship since 1999, believe it or not. We'll get to Sandusky come Tuesday in the quarterfinals. Tonight, it's high school boys basketball live from Ralph City High School. No school today, but no snow day for the game. Thank goodness for getting this game in for the District 93 Championship. In Division 3, it's Brown City Green Devils hosting the Millington Cardinals live here on a Friday night. Action coming up here in about 20 minutes. We have our pregame show coming your way. Talk about what these two teams have done throughout the season. A little brief overlook through what they've done with the record, common opponents, average points, etc., etc., and what they did in the last game to get to this point. Both teams got the bye with the seeding process, and so they didn't have to play a first-round game. Played in the second round, both were victorious. It's Brown City would take on Millington. Can't wait to see this one. Should be a good one here on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Follow us on Twitter also at Radio StanLak also for updates quarter by quarter. And we'll try to get some post-game interviews, whoever wins also. So we'll be right back here on 92.5 for high school boys basketball action.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org. Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
At Marlette Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlette Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only five in Michigan awarded a five-star rating by our patients' families and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our six-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, five-star care right here in the Thumb.
Marlette Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, stronger together. Visit us at marletteregionalhospital.org.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Taking a look at what the Brown City Green Devils have done so far. 22-1 overall. One loss, and that was to the Lakers early in December. Since then, undefeated. Brown City has scored 1,272 points scored, averaging 55.3 points per game. 22-1 overall in the Greater Thumb East and are the Greater Thumb East champions looking for a district championship. In second place in that Greater Thumb East was Sandusky at 10-2, so they won it outright. And Sandusky, good job of them. Just two losses in league play. They're playing in a district championship game also tonight against Cass City. How about that? Sandusky is a team that beat the Lakers back-to-back also. That's the team that Brown City lost to earlier in the season. Their lone loss, where they lost in the second game of the season to the Lakers back on December 9th, 61-64. But that's December basketball. We're in March Magic basketball right now. They opened the season with a win over Dryden with a win. And since that loss to Lakers back on December 9th, they've won pretty much 20 games straight after that or more. Yeah, they played against some good competition against Kingston, North Ranch. They played Dryden again. Carroll, another common opponent between these two teams for Millington and Brown City. Wins over their league opponents. Harbor Beach, Memphis, Marlette, Ubley also 61-52, big win. Winning over Sandusky. They're, I guess you could say, close rivals also, and Marlette with no problem also. And some competition against Lakeville, 48-34 win there. They also won against Almont, right down the road on M53. Another good scheduled game there for Brown City with a 60-50 win back on February 13th also. Took on K-Pack, one of the stronger teams in the NCTL. Peck playing against Ubley tonight. That's on Thumbtugger Sports Channel 1 at thumbtugger.com for Peck Ubley District Championship game taking place in Caseville also. Brown City defeated Genesee 66-37 to get to this point. Good win for them. No problem for Brown City, who got that bye. In that game, leading, no surprise, Gaden Muxel, 39 points in that game. Really opened it up in the second half also, and the first half also. So, you know, kind of tried to spread the ball around, but he was by far the leading scorer. Second leading scorer, Callen Hagee, with 10 points also in that game with the win against Genesee. And also 5 points, well, make that 9 points for Clint Ford. 5 points also for Brown City's Brandon Kohler in that win against Genesee. All right, good job there for Brown City looking for a district championship. Let's talk about some of these players. By far, one of the top players on this team. Total 152 points through the regular season for Clint Ford. You add another 9 points to that total, and he's got about 161 points on the season. 80 total assists, 89 total rebounds, and 41 steals on defense for Clint Ford of Brown City. Callen Hagee, 134 points. You add another 10 to that, he's got 144 so far. 79 rebounds, 14 total assists, and 18 steals. That is for the Brown City Green Devils that we just talked about there. Gaden Muxel, of course, the top player, 607 points through the regular season. You add another 39 to that, that's 646 points. A season high 45 against Ubley. 250 total rebounds, 46 total assists, 42 steals also, 28 total blocks for Gaden Muxel. Does it on defense and does it on offense. When we come back, hey, Millington's got a pretty good player also, Brad Coleman. We'll talk about him when we come back here. After a quick break on 92.5 WBGV, your District 93 Championship game, Brown City hosting Millington. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer, totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to avstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection. Plus, keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you. Talk of the Thumb Cellular.
Since 1991, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graf team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graf sales professionals. Get information at a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graf is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graf Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graf family, we're making friends.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Fury of you here, streaming at CNLakeBroadcasting.com. Let's check out what this Millington team has done. Millington had a regular season record of 15-7, averaging 59.9 points per game and conceding an average of about 56.1 points. Kind of similar scoring teams here. And they finished second place in the Tri-Valley Conference. Standard Sterling was in first place, winning the league title at 21-0, 8-0 overall. Millington, 4-4 in league play, 16-7. Carlton, 4-4, 15-8 was Carlton. Those are the three top teams in that Tri-Valley Conference. Millington, some common opponents between these two teams. They played Lakeville, Dryden, Cass City themselves. They lost to Cass City, actually, 42-45. So we've seen some similar opponents they both have played also in the regular season, including Carroll, where Millington had a win over Carroll, as well as Brown City. That was a 58-36 win for Millington back on January 25th. Also, another similar opponent, close loss for Millington, the North Branch, back on February 14th, a 63-65 loss. That's a two-point loss there. Hung in there with that team. Another common opponent, they may see in the Greater Thumb Conference, they won in overtime. Unionville-Seabowing, denying Unionville-Seabowing their regular season win. They were winless throughout the whole season into that one playoff they played also. 61-56 overtime win for Millington, so some grit there. And they defeated Vassar in the first round of this district. They got the bye, 69-40 win, a really commanding win there for Millington over Vassar. Millington boys use an impressive defensive presence to hold Vassar to just 10 first-half points as they cruise to a 69-40 victory in the district semifinal a couple days ago. They scored 13, led 13-5 in the first, and then huge second period, 25 points. At that point, they led 38-10 at the half. 23 more points for Millington in the third to Vassar's 14. And they are actually outscored in the fourth, 8-16. But by then, it was too little too late there faster to try to catch up against the Millington boys. Brad Coleman leading the Cardinals with 21 points. Kaden Weisenbach of Millington with 14 points. Truck Turbush added 10 points. As now the Cardinals are here to face off against the Brown City Green Devils. Throughout the regular season, pretty good player here, Brad Coleman, the son of the head coach here tonight for Millington Cardinals. That's Brandon Coleman. Brad Coleman of Millington, 458 points total through the regular season. Add another 21 to that. He's got 479, averaging 20 points per game. Season high, 32 against Carlton. Has 104 rebounds also total through the regular season. 66 total assists, so he does share the ball. Good on defense with 52 and 8 total blocks. That is something that Gaden Muxlow has an advantage over, especially with his height out here on the floor. Kaden Weisenbach, 309 points. Good 1-2 punch here for Millington in offense. Season high, 20 assists against New Lothrop. Total rebounds, 85. Total assists, 54, and 30 total steals and 16 blocks for Kaden Weisenbach for the Millington Cardinals. All right, so that's what they got. They got some key players. You throw in Turbush down there, Turbush, and you also throw in some three top players here scoring-wise for the Green Devils. But they have a lot of scoring threats if Gaden Muxlow has to share that ball, especially when he's double-teamed or triple-teamed in the paint a lot. They try to deny him, but you know what Gaden Muxlow does? He shoots almost near over 88, near 90-plus percent, maybe 95% from the free throw line. So that's another danger. If you're going to foul the guy, hey, he ain't going to miss from the free throw line. And in fact, it's a rare miss for him. So we'll see what this Millington Cardinals team can do. Very competitive league for Millington. So this is going to be a challenge for Brown City also. They've faced some competition in some different conferences in the Blue Water Area Conference and Greater Thumb West. But in the Tri-Valley, man, anything can happen here. It's going to be a good game. I expect it. I hope so. As we bring you this game coming up here in about 6-7 minutes here. Millington Cardinals up against the Brown City Green Devils here at Brown City. They're looking for a district championship as well as Millington. May not have got a league title, but a district title. And the banner on the wall looks pretty good for either of these teams. We'll be back getting ready for tip-off here on 92.5 WBGB. A big shout-out to Christian Zalek helping out and assisting the Millington Cardinals along with the athletic director duties at Millington. Heck of a job. A lot of the show prep he actually prepared beforehand. And I just gleaned off his Millington Athletics website also. So a good job by him to put that together for us. And to Mike Gallagher of the San Lac County News, sending me some stats and some reports on this also. A lot of media here coverage here. I know Jason Parmentier is here. The Varsity Monthly is here taking some pictures as well as some other media. So you see some pretty good coverage on this game also. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is high school boys basketball. Brown City hosting Millington.
Best wishes to the area basketball teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. They remind you that bagels are back. Take your choice of bacon, sausage, or steak, eggs, and cheese bagels. Be sure to try the new McCrispy sandwich. And back for a limited time only, the ever-popular Shamrock Shake. Your McDonald's favorites can now be delivered right to your home or business with McDelivery by DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, where they're hiring smiling faces. Be sure to apply today. I'm
loving it. Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County. Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of the schedule for tonight while we have a little bit of time here. Of course, this one right here, Division III Boys Basketball District Championship, hosted by Brown City, taking on Millington. Top seeds both had that bye in the first round. They move on to the regional semifinals, taking place at Unionville Sebring School on Monday in the semifinals. Division II Basketball District 63 Championship at North Branch is Croswell-Lexington taking on Emily City tonight. Division II Boys Basketball District 64, hosted by Richmond, it's Richmond the host, taking on Armada tonight. Division II Boys Basketball District 37, hosted by Carroll, it is Birch Run versus Bridgeport. Of course, all the coverage area teams are out of that one. Boys Basketball District 92 Championship, hosted by KPAC. Tonight, it's New Haven taking on Memphis tonight. Division III Boys Basketball District 95, hosted by Hemlock. Reese versus Saginaw Nouvelle tonight there. Division III Boys Basketball District 96, hosted by Cass City. A big one there. Can Sandusky pull this one off against Cass City? Taking place at Cass City High School, the home crowd. Boys Basketball District 111 by Mayville consists of Kingston up against Akron Fairgrove. Division 4 Boys Basketball District 110 hosted by Caseville as Ubley versus Peck. That's on Thumbtail Gator Sports. So tune in for that one.
Game of the 2023 Division Boys Basketball Tournament. It's game time. Time for both teams to give us their best effort in the court and for everyone, players, coaches, and fans, to give us their best sportsmanship. Remember, nothing beats sportsmanship. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this event was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. All veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute. And everyone able, please stand attention, placing your hand over your heart as we proudly sing our national anthem.
All right, when we come back, tip off and get ready for starting announcements also coming your way. One more district championship. It's boys basketball district 127. Dryden will be in action tonight also. We'll be right back here on 92.5 FM WBGV. Tip off coming up next.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
All right, starting lineups being announced right now. Number 0, Truck Turbush for the Millington Cardinals. Number 2, Caden Weisenbach. Truck Turbush is number 0. Number 10, Bryce Martin. We also have number 12, Brevin Hendricks. Number 15, Brad Coleman, the top player here from Millington. And number 3, Brandon Kohler for the Brown City Green Devils. Number 11, Ethan Worrell for Brown City. Number 13, Gaden Muxlow. Number 22, Clint Ford. And number 32, Kalen Hagee, your starter for the Brown City Green Devils. We get ready here for jump ball at midcourt. Recognize some faces here with the officials. A big shout out to our officials. Hard job to do, but somebody's got to do it, right? All right. Gaden Muxlow on for the jump ball at center court up against Brevin Hendricks for the jump ball here. Officials coming to center court as we get ready for action. And we do. Brown City wins the jump ball. Number 22, Clint Ford with the dribble. Back over to number 32, Kalen Hagee. Three-point shot attempt by Gaden Muxlow to open up with a three-point shot from the right wing. And Brown City takes a quick 3-0 lead. 7:40 to go in counting. Millington ball. This is number 10, Bryce Martin. Pass over to the right wing to number 2, Caden Weisenbach. Back up top to number 15, Brad Coleman. And swings over to the left side. Back up top to number 2. Down the right lane to the elbow. He'll hold up. It was Weisenbach. Pass it over to Coleman. Number 15, he'll take a jump shot from the elbow for 2. Hits the back of the rim. No good. And man, the wingspan of Gaden Muxlow just snatched it out of the air for the rebound for Brown City. Holds up at the elbow to the left corner to Kohler. Brandon Kohler back over to Gaden Muxlow in the left corner. Muxlow swings it over to Clint Ford, number 22. Gives it right back to Gaden Muxlow. Back to Clint Ford to the high post. Pass over to Kohler. Back to the right corner to number 11 for the Round City Green Devils. That's Ethan Worrell. And Clint Ford back at the left corner. Around the perimeter they go here. The number 32, Kalen Hagee. Hagee trying to set a pick, maybe a screen here. Clint Ford over to Gaden Muxlow, left corner. 3-0, Brown City leading, 6:38 to go. Gaden attacks the basket, goes up for 2, gets back his own rebound, draws a foul. He just kind of threw it up there to see if anybody would make contact, and they did. He'll go for 2 shots here at the free throw line. 6:33 to go, 3-0. Brown City leading, and Gaden Muxlow with his first free throw is good, making it 4-0. Second free throw up. That one no good. A rare miss. Rebound. Millington Cardinals. Brad Coleman trying to get a fast break here. Martin with it. Drives to the basket. Hits underneath the rim, but he will be fouled by Brown City. That first foul by number 2, Caden Weisenbach of Millington for his first, and now Brown City has committed their first foul at the 6:27 mark. That foul on number 11 for Brown City, Ethan Worrell. 4-0, 6:27 to go. Free throw is good by number 10, Bryce Martin. 4-1, Brown City with the three-point lead. 6:27 to go here. Second free throw is good. Nice swish there by Martin to get within two.
Yeah, we win.
Number 11, that is with the pass and driving to the basket, Cliff Ford down the left lane, number 22. It's 6-2, Brown City. Long shot for three, hits the rim inside, no good. Put back attempt by number zero to the basket after the miss by Coleman. Number zero tries to go for a putback in midair. Kerbush, he is fouled by Brown City. That's two fouls. First on Clint Ford, number 22. And on the free throw line is Millington. Number zero, Truck Kerbush. And that one bounces around and it goes right in. 6-3 within a one possession lead. Second free throw attempt. That one's good too. Really good on free throw shooting so far. 6-0-6 to go. That's number zero, Truck Turbush. Number 11 for Brown City, Ethan Worrell over to Clint Ford, left side. In the wing, three-point range. He'll go to the high post. Brandon Coleman, Kohler for three. Brandon Kohler, the young player here, for three. Making it 9-4, 5-point lead here with that three-point shot by Kohler. 5:36 to go, and number 10, Bryce Martin, will settle it down and get reset here for Millington Cardinals. They're down 9-4. Hands it off to Kaden Weisenbach, over to Brad Coleman. Quick ball handling here, over to the left corner to Kerbush, and a handoff to Brad Coleman at the left wing. Goes around the perimeter, holds up. The number zero, Truck Kerbush, he'll drive it to the basket, passes it off to the right side, right low block for two, misses that one. Went over the rim, a little bit too far there for Brevin Hendricks. And it'll be Brown City ball with a rebound. Kaden Muxlow getting the play set up. Finds Clint Ford on the left side. And they will reset over to the right wing. Ethan Morrow posting up the right low block is Kaden Muxlow. He'll go underneath, bounce past left corner. Kohler for three, misses that one. That was from the left corner. Rebound, fast break play here for Millington. Coleman will go up for two. Good play. A bounce pass from the right to the left low block by number zero with the assist Truck Turbush to Brandon Coleman, making it 9-6 within one possession. 4.5 to go here in the first. Brandon Kohler with it. Made one three-pointer. Bounce pass over to Clint Ford. Back over to Kohler at the top of the point. Back to Clint Ford again. Brown City moving from right to left in your radio dial. And on your stream. Kohler cross-court pass to Ethan Worrell. Looking for a three. Right corner. Hits the rim. No good. And Millington will box out and let the ball go out of bounds. And Millington will take over on offense. Substitution here. Number four coming in for Brown City. Lawson Cooper. Inbounds pass from the far side. No pressure here by Brown City. Down with a dribble. Truck Turbush. Who... inbounds pass to number 10, Bryce Martin. Back to Brad Coleman at the right wing. Three-point range. And back to Martin. To the left side, Hendricks. Left wing, drives to the basket. Will hold up. Makes a post jump and nice play. Spinning around Clint Ford at the left low block with a pivot and makes it in for two. It is 9-8. Hendricks with that two-point shot to get within one with 3:35 and counting. Kaden Muxlow for Brown City now with possession. They're up by 1 point. Good play there by Brevin Hendricks to just outduel his defensive player there to get that two-point shot. It's 9-8. Brown City chip in with the steal. Reaching in and taking it away. Here's Brad Coleman with the ball now. Driving to the basket. Gets called for the foul, I think, by Brown City. And they'll take it out. At the baseline, that'll be the third foul, I think, by Brown City. And that foul will be on number four for Brown City. That is Lawson Cooper. Inbounds pass from the left elbow for two. Swishes it. Brad Coleman. And it's the first lead of the game for Millington. with a two-point shot at the three-minute mark. Ethan Morrow at the right low block. Underneath Gaden Muxlow. He can't get the shot. Put back again by Muxlow. He tried to bring it back. He thought he was fouled. And that ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Millington ball. It's Millington leading 10-9 by one and trying to extend their lead here after that turnover with a putback attempt by Gaden Muxlow. Millington with it. Martin bounce pass looking for the left low block. Grevin's no good. And it will be Gaden Muxlow with a rebound after the miss. That was from the left side after a bounce pass attempt by Martin to Brevins. 10-9. Millington leading by one. Another steal in a midair pass. Gaden Muxlow takes it back though with a steal and knocks it in for two. Brown City takes back the lead. 11-10. Millington goes up for a shot quickly to the right lane. Martin misses that one. And rebound Brown City. 2:15 to go here, and Brown City gets the ball back. They lead by one, taking back the lead, 11-10. Clint Ford with it, over to the right corner. Bounce pass from Worrell. Back over to number 11, Ethan Worrell. Right corner, number four, swishes that one. Lawson Cooper with a three-point shot. It's 14-10, Brown City with a four-point lead. Cooper with that big shot at the 1:45 mark. Three-point attempt by Brad Coleman. No good. Rebound picked up by number 32 for Brown City. Callen Hagee. Clint Ford with it for Brown City. Back to Gaden Muxlow. 14-10 after the defensive rebound. And the miss shot by Millington. But bounce pass on the floor. And Millington interception. And lays it up for the fast break play for number two. Caden Weisenbach to Coleman to the left side. For 2 points, it's 14-12. Timeout called. 1:15 to go here. 14-12. Brown City leading by two.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a five-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
Bounce pass for Brown City. Clint Ford comes down with it. Tries to feed it in again to the left low block. Loose ball picked up by Brown City. Saved. Clint Ford cross-court pass to Gaden Muxlow at the left corner. Being challenged by defender number zero. Whistle was called. He'll get called for the foul. Truck Turbush. And that will be a foul on number zero. Truck Turbush is first. Three fouls for Brown City. Two or three for them for Millington. And it's 46 seconds to go here in the first period. Clint Ford feeds it into Muxlow, but again, bad pass. Whistle was called in a travel call on Brown City as Worrell thought it was coming to him, but Gaden Muxlow was right there. So a turnover here by Brown City. They had about three of these self-inflicted. Millington student section thanking the turnover there. 36 seconds to go and counting here in the first period. It's 14-12, Brown City with the lead. Brevins posting up, left low block, up for two, over number 32, Callen Hagee, and they have tied it up, 14-14 all. Brevins with that shot with 25 seconds to go and counting, down to 15, Brown City with possession. And feeding it to the left low block, Hagee up for two, and it bounces in from the back of the rim, taking back the lead. Brown City, Hagee with that shot. With 1 second, loose ball, and that's the end of the first period. 16-14. The officials will stop play here momentarily, and it's 16-14 lead for Brown City. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to avstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
Opening up the second period, Millington with possession. Brad Coleman, a bounce pass to Brevins at the right corner. Brevins will drive his way into the paint, right low block. Gets around number 40, the defender. That was Thomas Geiger, putback attempt by number zero, Truck Turbush, and Brown City gets called for the foul. It'll be the fourth foul on Brown City, just two fouls for Millington. And on the line again is number zero, Truck Turbush. That's the second foul for number four, Lawson Cooper. And on the free throw line is Millington. First free throw is bouncing in, making it 16-15. 7:40 to go here. Brown City with a one-point lead. Trying to tie it up again is Millington. Second free throw rolls in from the back of the rim into the glass and into the net. 16-16, we have a tie again. Turbush with back-to-back free throws. Brown City ball. Cross-court pass to the right corner. Long shot for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Brad Coleman for the rebound for Millington after the miss by Clint Ford at the top of the point. Coleman driving to the basket. Left side. Reverse layup for two. From left to right. Reverse layup. Underhand. And Millington takes back the lead. 18-16. 7:12 to go. Coleman with that big shot. Very athletic shot. Long shot for three. No good. Hits the back of the rim. Gaden Muxa went for it. Whistle was called as it went over the backboard. Turnover, and it'll be Millington ball. Inbounds pass by Coleman. Over to number 10, Bryce Martin. Coming down to under 7 minutes here in the first half. 18-16, Millington with the lead. Bounce pass quickly to the left side. Brad Coleman back over to Martin. Over to the right corner for three. Number two, swish! Caden Weisenbach, 21-16. Weisenbach with a three. 6:40 to go here in counting. Brown City ball. Top of the point, Clint Ford over to Gaden Muxlow from number 11. That was Ethan Worrell. Back to Clint Ford. Tipped away with a steal. Brad Coleman after a pass attempt by Clint Ford. And he'll pull back in the right corner, trying to out-dribble. Wide open for a three. Number two, left wing. Hits the back of the rim and pulled down for the rebound, number 40. Thomas Geiger, fast break play attempt here. Gaden Muxel will hang on to it. Muxel driving to the high post. Into the paint, up for two, no good. Rebound pulled down by number two. Loose ball picked up and stolen back by Brown City. For three, Brandon Cullis, swish! For the left wing, he just throws it up for three. 21-19, three-point shot, 5:52 to go here. Timeout call by Brown City, we'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
Quite coincidence that Brandon Kohler shot that three for Brown City, and it's Kohler Propane playing there. 21-19, two-point lead for Millington. A three-point shot by Millington. Swish again from the left wing. Number two, Caden Weisenbach, making it 24-19. Millington with a five-point lead here. 5:30 to go and counting. Weisenbach with his second three for Millington. Five and a half to go here, 24-19. Ethan Royal bounce pass to number 32, the Haggy. Driving to the basket, he loses the ball, goes out of bounds. Caden Muxel asking, like, what are you talking about? I had a foul? Or I thought Millington might have knocked that out of bounds, but last touch by Caden Muxel, according to the officials. 5:10 to go here, 24-19. Millington leading Brown City in the second period here. Down the left lane, pitches it out to the left corner, long shot for two, and that one does not go in. Rebound after the miss by number zero, Truck Turbush. Caden Muxlow with the rebound for Brown City. 24-19, Millington leading with 4:50 to go here. Bounce pass into number 32, tries to get it in, no good. And Caden Muxlow stepped out of bounds, trying to save it from out of bounds, throws it into the player of Coleman. Coleman talked to the Muxlow, he says, what are you complaining about? 24-19, 4:39 to go here. Millington with the lead in with possession after the turnover by Brown City. To the left corner. Back over to Bryce Martin. Coleman from the top back to the right corner. Coleman at the top of the point to number two, Weisenbach. Very dangerous under three here tonight. Bryce Martin, number 10 with it to number 12. Coleman will go down to the paint. Cross-court pass and almost kind of lost that ball, but they'll save it. Driving to the basket, up for a layup, off balance, no good. Putback attempt by Truck Turbush, no good. Rebound, Brandon Kohler, number three for Brown City. 24-19, coming down to 4 minutes left here in the first half. Caden Muxel with it to Clint Ford. Muxel into the middle of the paint. He'll go up for two, lays it up left side, and just lays it in, 24-21. They might see something here with a give and go there. And into the right corner. Ball hold up, Millington with possession. They lead by three, 24-21. Muxlow with that last shot for Brown City. Three-point lead here for Millington with possession. Weisenbach at the high post, hands it off to Coleman. Right elbow for two, no good. Rebound number zero, Truck Turbush, and he throws it off the back of the leg. He's looking for Bryce Martin, but the ball went off the back of the leg of Muxlow for Brown City, and it'll still be Millington ball. Underneath their own basket. Number 22 coming in. That is Zaven Smith for Millington. 3:23 to go here from the baseline in the second period into Weisenbach. Bryce Martin at the point. He'll go down the left lane up for two and does not lay in. Number 11 with the rebound. Ethan Worrell throws over to Brandon Kohler. Cross-court pass to Worrell to Gaden Muxlow. Picks that for Muxlow. He'll go for three. Hits the rim. Does not go in. Rebound pulled down. Good box out by number two for the rebound, Caden Weisenbach. Coleman drives to the basket. He'll hold up. Knocked out of bounds with a block there by Caden Muxlow at the right low block. He was double-teamed, Coleman was, by Clint Ford and Muxlow. Weisenbach to throw it in for the baseline, right side of the glass. 2:59 to go here in the first half. Way up top to Brad Coleman. At the top of the point, he'll go to the right side, hands it off to the high post to Martin, and down at the elbow in the middle of the paint, jumper for two, Swiss, Caden Weisenbach for Millington, 26-21, back to a five-point lead. Weisenbach, huge first half here, 2:40 to go, and taken away by Millington with a steal by against Brown City on their side of the court, and Millington throws it away. Apparently, actually, it was nicked away by Brown City. So it will stay Millington ball, apparently. And from the baseline, inbounds pass from Weisenbach. There'll be a foul on Brown City. I do believe it'll be number 32. It'll be their fifth foul. Kalen Haggy can call for the foul. Millington ball again. That's the fifth foul for Brown City. The first foul for Kalen Haggy. 2:32 to go here in the first half. Millington's ball underneath her own basket, left side of the glass, into Bryce Martin from Weisenbach. Martin up top to Brad Coleman. Back to Martin at the left side, left corner. Now to Weisenbach. He'll drive to the elbow, pitches over the right side, back to Coleman, and back to Weisenbach at the point. To the left side, to Bryce Martin, almost lost it and grabbed it. Hands it out to Coleman. Coleman with a dribble around the perimeter. Weisenbach long NBA range for three, no good. Grabbing the rebound, put back Bryce Martin, but misses it. Had an easy look there, and Brown City will have the rebound. Muxo drives to the basket with a layup, lays it in between two defenders, 26-23. Muxo with a shot with 1:55 to go and counting. Millington ball down the left lane, up for a shot for the jumper for two, and it goes in. Number zero, Truck Turbush, 28-23. Turbush with 1:35 to go here, 1:30 to go in the first half. Brandon Kohler with it. Clint Ford at the top of the point. Back over to Brandon Kohler at the left wing. Up top to Ford. Ford back over to Brandon Kohler asking for it. To Gaydon Muxel at the left wing. Back to Kohler. Goes for three. Left corner. Swish. Three threes for Brandon Kohler. 28-26 for Brown City. Now down by two with 1 minute to go in the first half. Coleman being defended by Gaydon Muxel. Back up top to number zero, Truck Turbush, who made the last shot. Weisenbach over to Brandon Coleman. High post for two. Does not go in. Around the rim. Loose ball picked up and saved by Weisenbach. Elbow shot from the left. Swish. Brad Coleman, 30-26. Brad Coleman with that shot with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Clint Ford with it to Brandon Kohler, left wing for Brown City. Back at the point to Clint Ford to Gaydon Muxel, left corner. Gaydon Muxel with 25 seconds to go here in the first half. To Clint Ford in the left corner. He'll go to the left wing and pass it over to Gaydon Muxel. Still on the left side. He'll move to the point. Being defended by Kaden Weisenbach. Down to 10 seconds to go here in the first half. It's 30-26. Millington with the lead. Gaydon Muxel attacks. He'll go up for two, and it goes in. 3 seconds to go. 30-28. Last second shot. And it does not go in. Muxel, with 3 seconds to go, gets it in for two, 30-28. Millington leading by two at the half. We'll be right back.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, in Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Exciting game here in the second quarter. Millington really maintained the lead throughout much of that second period. Brown City did lead 16-15 at one point by one, and then a tie by the free throws by Truck Turbush for Millington. And they've maintained this lead throughout the whole second period after that. At that 7:40 mark, at one point leading by five, one of the largest leads of the game at the 5.5 mark. But then Muxlow with a couple good shots near the end. Kohler with a three-point shot to get within 28-26 with about a minute left. Coleman also making a big shot for two to extend the lead 30-26, but Muxlow making a shot with 3 seconds to go. 30-28 at the half is where we're at. Brown City led at the end of the first period also, 16-14. Hagee making a shot near the end of that period also, but great back and forth game here where Brown City had led through at least the 4.5 mark before Millington took back the lead for the first lead of the game, 10-9 with a Coleman shot for two at the 3-minute mark. Brown City taking back the lead with a Muxlow shot and held the lead until a tie by Brevins at the 25-second mark. Hagee making a two-point shot at the end of the first to take it 16-14. But, man, Millington, good second period here. Really spreading the ball out, leading by two, 30-28 against these Brown City Green Devils. We'll be back here in about 3-4 minutes. Going to have some halftime stats coming back here on WBGV, 92.5 FM. Streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com also. We will be right back.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast. Staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination.
They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
All right, welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM, our halftime stats. Free throw shooting, 100% for Millington Cardinals, 6 of 6. Leading scorer, Brad Coleman, with 10 points. Second leading scorer, Katie Weisenbach, with 8 points. He's got 2 threes. 6 points for Truck Turbush, 4 points for Brevin Hendricks, and 2 points for Bryce Martin. Those are free throws. Free throws, very important. You take those 6 away, they're down 28-24. 1 of 2 for free throws for Brown City. They had about 5 fouls in the first half. Leading scorer, 12 points for Gady Muxlow. He's got 1 3. 9 points for Brandon Kohler. All threes for Brown City. 3 points for Lawson Cooper. 2 points for Clint Ford. 2 points for Callen Hagee at the half. 30-28. Millington with the lead at the half here in the District 93 Championship game in Division 3. The winner moves on to Unionville Seaboyne in the regional semifinals next week. We'll be right back for second half action for the third period. 30-28. Millington leading Brown City. We'll be right back.
If you need money to start or expand your business, CSET Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank, with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
All right, getting ready here for second half action. Brown City will have possession to open it up. Inbounds pass. Gaden Muxel into Clint Ford. Moving now from left to right on your radio down webcast stream. Kohler with another three-point attempt. Misses that one. Gaden Muxel had the ball rebound. He lost it and taken away by Millington. Coleman with it. Short jumper right corner for 2. No good. Put back attempt. Number 12. That is Brevin Hendricks. Add another 2 to his total. He's got 6 points, and it's 32-28. Millington with the lead. 7.5 to go here in counting. Brown City ball. Whistle is called. Buzzer fouled at the right corner. And I think number 0. Let me see. No, it was Gaden Muxel making that shot, and he was fouled, and it'll be a three-point play here attempt now. 32. The 31 made the shot for 2, got fouled. Three-point play, good. 32-32 ties it up. So he gets the two-point shot, converts, and it's all tied up. 32-32 at the 7:20 mark, now down to 7:05. Millington with the ball. Over to Brad Coleman. Coleman with the dribble to the left side. He'll go to the left. Milwaukee slips and falls on the floor. And rebound picked up with a, I guess, loose ball by Gaden Muxel. He'll throw it up. He's fouled left side of the glass. Off balance. He went for the shot. He'll be fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 points. We'll be right back.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
Maxwell makes both free throws to take the lead for Brown City. 34-32, back-to-back free throws. Shot is up. Good. Number 12, Brevin Hendricks, is fouled, I believe, but are they going to give him the shot? Or was it a foul before the shot was made? Yes, so no point score, even though he made the basket. In the Brevins. Brevins will try to pull up right side up. Powers his way up for two, no good. Pulling on the rebound, Brandon Kohler from out of bounds and saves it to Clint Ford. Ford racing down to the basket. Lays it up for two, no good. Rebound, Brad Coleman. They'll try to do a fast break play here. All by himself, Bryce Martin up for two. It goes in, 32-32. 6:12 to go here. Martin with that shot to tie it up for Millington. Our second tie of this third period. Probably the fourth one of the game. Brown City ball. Brandon Kohler at the left corner. Bounce pass over to Clint Ford at the left wing. Cross court pass for three. He'll take it from the right corner. Swish! Gaden Muxlow giving the signal. 37-34, three-point shot. Powers this way for two to silence the crowd. Number two, Caden Weisenbach, 37-36. Brown City with a one-point lead. .525 to go here, and almost lost by Clint Ford. He'll pick it up and save. It goes for a layup. After almost being stolen, he'll go to the right side. No good. Millington with a rebound. Weisenbach leans in with a shoulder. I think he pushed off on the elbow, and it will be an offensive foul. Millington fans not happy with that call. Loud here tonight here. 5:05 to go here. Brown City. Haggy over to Clint Ford. Left wing, three-point range. Muxlow got caught for the travel. Head faked it. Might have picked up the foot and pivoted off a little bit too far and put it back down, apparently. Kind of pulled it. Officials keeping an eye on that. 4:58 to go. It's 37-36. Brown City with the one-point lead. And it's Millington ball. Weisenbach hands it off. High post shot for Coleman. Hits the rim, no good. A little quiet here. Jump ball will be called here between number 12 and number 22. Brevin Hendricks and Clint Ford. Jump ball in favor of Millington and underneath their own basket. Coming out is Brandon Kohler in his number 4, Lawson Cooper. Inbounds pass for Millington. Bounce pass right side. Low block for two, no good. By Truck Turbush, but rebound saved by number 12, Millington, Brevin Hendricks. He goes for the shot, raises his arms, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. First free throws here. Taken by Millington here in the second half. There's 6-6 in the first half. First free throw up, good. Number 12, Brevin Hendricks. To tie it up, 37-37, another tie here to try to pick back the lead here for Millington. Hendricks with a free throw, no good. It's tied with 4:38 to go here in the third. Brown City ball. Gaden Muxlow over to number 11 in the game here. That's Ethan Royal. Muxlow in the middle of the paint. Goes up for a shot, no good. Put back attempt. Over to Callen Haggy. He can't get it in as that was a bounce pass from the left to the right for Lawson Cooper. Rebound after the loose ball by Millington. Coleman with it. Goes around Muxlow. Up for the layup. Reverse. He is fouled. And he'll go to the line with a shooting foul for two. That's Brandon Coleman. Coleman on the free throw line. ...37-37 trying to take back the lead here, and he misses that one. Second free throw is good. 38-37. 4:10 to go here. Millington with the lead by one. Clint Ford with it. Cross court over to Gator Mox for three. Left corner. No. Air ball. And picked up by Bryce Martin for the defensive rebound for Millington. Truck Turbush over to Bryce Martin, left wing. Back over to Bryce Martin at the top of the point. Brad Coleman at the elbow. And turnover, Bryce Martin. Coleman just a bad pass over the head of Bryce Martin. Kind of miscommunicated there. And it will be Brown City ball. They're down by one. 38-37 against Millington with the one-point lead. Gaden Muxel with it. Bounce pass left corner. Bounce pass into traffic. Man, Lawson Cooper. Now that bounce pass, Millington takes it. Coleman over to left corner to Bryce Martin for three. Bryce Martin for three to make it 41-37, four-point lead. Martin for Millington with 3:10 to go here in the third. 41-37. Brown City ball. Clint Ford over to Gaden Muxel, right corner. Drives to the basket. Up for two. Pumps it up. No good. He'll get his own rebound. He'll be fouled. And it'll be the baseline inbounds pass. Inbounds pass. Clint Ford to throw it in for the baseline. Right side of the glass. Up top the Gaden Muxel. NBA range for three. Pops out. Rebound, number 32, Callen Hagee. He thought he was bumped, but the official says he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Millington ball. Timeout called by Brown City. 41-37. Millington with the lead. 2:46 to go here in the third.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to evstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
Timeout called by Brown City. It's 41-37. Everybody getting a little bit of a breather. Millington with the lead by four. Last shot by Bryce Martin with a three-point shot. The assist by Brad Coleman at the 3:10 mark. It's 2:46 to go here in the third. And a turnover here by Brown City when they call that timeout would be Millington ball. Inbounds pass from Brad Coleman into Bryce Martin. Will hand it off to Kaden Weisenbach at the elbow to the high post. Hands it off to Coleman. Bryce Martin from the right corner for three. That one almost goes in but does not. Rebound saved by offensively by Truck Turbush. Kaden Weisenbach for three from the left wing, no good. Rebound Millington offensively. Maybe took an extra step here, but they'll save the ball. Over to Coleman. Back over to number two. Kaden Weisenbach to Coleman at the left wing now. He'll drive it to basket. He is fouled as both Brown City players, Callen Hagee and Muxel, drove towards the offensive shooter, number zero, Truck Turbush. And that foul will be given to Gaden Muxel for his first foul. Four fouls apiece right now for each team. No shooting foul there. An inbounds pass to number 12, Brevins. Brevins double team at the right low block. Stolen away by Brown City. Loose ball picked up. Saved by number two. And he gets fouls. He drives to the basket. Kaden Weisenbach, and he'll go to the line for his free throws. 41-37, 2-0-1 to go. Five fouls, Brown City. That's a shooting foul. First free throw up, and good. Swishes it. Number two, Caden Weisenbach. Pretty good free throw shooter and shooter on the floor. He gets open. 2-for-4 free throw shooting right now. 2-0-1 to go. Extending the lead, 42-37. Millington. Second free throw up and good. 43-37. Weisenbach with those back-to-back free throws. Under 2 minutes to go here. Number 11, Ethan Warrell. Pass over to Clint Ford at the point. To the high post free throw line, number 40, Geiger. He'll turn around and give it to Ford. Left corner to Brandon Kohler back in the game. Gaden Muxel at the left wing. 1:45 to go here. Left corner, cross-court pass. Reaching in with a steal, but Gaden Muxel takes it right back as Coleman darted his way in there to intercept that pass, but Brown City still saves it. 1:33 to go. 43-37, and he'll just look at it. It looks at his defender and says, I'll just take the three, and Muxel makes it 43-40. 1:25 to go here. Whistle is called. Foul on Brown City. Six fouls on Brown City now. From the baseline, inbounds pass. Weisenbach over to the right corner. Martin. The truck Turbush in a fadeaway free throw shot from the free throw line. Fadeaway for two. 45-40 for Millington's Coleman. Brown City ball for three. Ethan Royal from the right corner, no good. Loose ball picked up defensively by number zero, Truck Turbush. With 1 minute to go here, it's 45-40. Millington with the lead, and they have possession now with another offensive chance here. 50 seconds to go here in the third. Brown City with six fouls, four fouls for Millington. Just taking some time off here, 40 seconds to go. Bryce Martin moving at the right corner from Coleman for Millington. They lead by five, 45-40. Martin is bumped and fouled by Brandon Kohler reaching in. His body made contact. And he'll go for the 1-1 bonus now on the free throw line for Millington, Bryce Martin. Kohler committing the foul. That's seven fouls on Kohler. Coming in is number 32, Kalen Hagee. Number 12 will take a seat. For Millington, that is Brevin Hendricks. In is number 22, Zaven Smith. Bryce Martin will be his first free throw attempt. The 1-1, looking for his bonus. First free throw up, and that one is good. Swish, Bryce Martin. 46-40. To 33 seconds to go here in the third. 6-point lead for Millington, making it a three-possession lead, and they do. 47-40. Millington with a 7-point lead. Free throws by Martin. Brown City ball. Over the right side. Hagee for two. Blocked and rejected by Smith. Zaven Smith with a rejection. With a double dribble on Brad Coleman. As Thomas Geiger was right there trying to defend it. 18 seconds to go there. Millington doesn't like that call. Brown City does with 18 seconds to go here in the third. 47-40. Millington with the lead. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. Clint Ford to throw it in. Brandon Kohler to Clint Ford. Down to 15 seconds. Gaden Muxon will be fouled. Reaching in with the ball, but he made contact. Number zero, Truck Turbush. And that'll be the fifth foul on Millington. Seven fouls for Brown City. Seconds to go here in the third. Inbounds pass over to Kohler to the top of the point. Left corner, Gaden Muxel, 10 seconds. He almost loses the ball. He'll go up for two. Doesn't get it. Putback attempt. He loses the ball. Another foul on Millington on Gaden Muxel. Did he go for the shot? But that would be six fouls. Will he go to the free throw line or not? He's going to find out. And he will go for the free throw line for two shots. 6.6 seconds to go here in the third. Millington leading by seven. Very important free throws here. Just two free throws taken, and now that's the third one. 47-41 free throw by Muxlow. 6.6 seconds to go. Millington leading by 6, 2-possession lead. Second free throw attempt. That one good, too. 47-42. Shot made by Weisenbach, almost half-court shot by Brown City. That one just out of reach. Off to the right side, it's 42-47. Millington leading. Your final frame coming up.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Best wishes to the area basketball teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. They remind you that bagels are back. Take your choice of bacon, sausage, or steak, eggs, and cheese bagels. Be sure to try the new McCrispy sandwich. And back for a limited time only, the ever-popular Shamrock Shake. Your McDonald's favorites can now be delivered right to your home or business with McDelivery by DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, where they're hiring smiling faces. Be sure to apply today.
Brown City opens up with possession. And you're loving this game right now. It's 47-42, five-point lead here for Millington. Knocked out of bounds by Millington. Brown City ball. Inbounds pass from Muxlow over to Clint Ford. Back to Muxlow. 7:45 to go here in the game. Five-point lead for Millington. Underneath, left side, up for two, no good. Trying to get the putback attempt was number 32 after defeat from Clint Ford to Callen Hagee. Does not drop, had a great look for it. And Millington picks up the rebound. Bryce Martin swings it over to Brad Coleman to the right side of the floor. Back over to Kaden Weisenbach, number two. Back with Weisenbach, a handoff to Bryce Martin to number zero, Truck Turbush at the point. Weisenbach for three, left wing, swish! Open it up for the first score, 50-42. Weisenbach with a big game here tonight. Another three. Millington with the eight-point lead. 7 minutes to go here in the game. Clint Ford over to Gaten Muxlow. Muxlow to the top of the point. They're down by eight with 6:50 to go here. Clint Ford over to Brandon Kohler, left corner. Back over to Ethan Worrell. To Clint Ford for a three from the top of the point. Misses the shot. Hagee trying to save it. And he'll last touch and it'll be Millington ball. 50-42. There's got to be somebody there for a putback and ready if you're going to go for a three. It was all Millington ball there before Hagee came zipping in. 6:35 to go here, and that's something that Millington has done better. Down the left lane. Block shot rejected as Coleman went down the left lane for a shot. Muxlow with the block, and Brown City takes the ball back. He'll attack the paint. Up for two, and it rolls in. 50-44. Muxlow with the two. Millington leading by six. 6:17 to go here. Seven fouls for Brown City, six for Millington, by the way. Here in the fourth. Shot for two. Number 12, Brevin's no good. Loose ball picked up. Be a foul fighting for it. Who got called for it? And it will be Brown City ball. Seven fouls now for each team. Six, 0-2 to go here. 50-44. And on the free throw line is number 11, Ethan Worrell for Brown City. Free throw up, does not get his bonus. Rebound pulled down by Millington. Millington leading with under six to go here by 6 points. 50-44. Cross court pass
over to number zero, Truck Turbush at the left wing to the left corner. Bryce Martin over to Truck Turbush, over to Coleman, back and forth around the perimeter to Bryce Martin, left corner. Cross court pass to the right wing to Coleman. Weisenbach at the right corner, feeding it to right low block. Leans in for the Hooper. A little bit of a push, but he got in for a nice little jumper. 52-44. That was Brevins with a shot for Millington. 5:20 to go in the game. 52-44. 8-point lead for Millington now. One of their largest leads of the game. Clint Ford with it at the elbow. Holds up. Back up top to Caden Muxer for three from the top of the point. Swiss. 52-47. The three-point shot by Gady Mutchell. Timeout call Millington. We'll be right back with 5:05 to go here. 52-47. Millington leading.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer. They offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Coming out of the timeout, Millington calling a timeout. Muxel making a three-point shot at the 5:05 mark is what we have left in the game. 52-47, Millington with the lead, however. Brown City feeling the full court pressure now. Brad Coleman getting the inbounds pass. Swings over to Bryce Martin, left corner. To Truck Turbush, to Bryce Martin. Martin over to the right wing. To Caden Weisenbach. Coleman had the hand on the dribble. Muxel kind of knocked it out of his hands, and the ball hit the side of Coleman's leg. And it goes out of bounds in front of the Millington bench, and Brown City will take over with possession. It's 52-47, Millington with the lead with 4:45 to go here. Clint Ford with it for Brown City. Left side to Brandon Kohler. 3-2 zone defense by Millington Cardinals, doing a heck of a job tonight. Kalen Hagee had a look at it. He'll hold up. Three-point shot, but blocked by Coleman. Brandon Kohler gets back his three-point miss after the block by Brandon Coleman at the right wing. Jaden Muxel getting the ball from Clint Ford. Ford will head back to the right corner, three-point range, cross-court pass for Kohler. He'll hold up, being double-teamed on the zone defense. Muxel's on the baseline, lays it up, reverse layup for two, he gets it! 52-49, Muxel, reverse layup for two. 4:06 to go, Millington ball now. They lead by three. Coleman with it at the right wing, deep in three-point range. Bryce Martin pitches it out for the short jumper for two. It does not roll in. Loose ball picked up. Bryce Martin for Millington saves it. 3:45 to go. They have a three-point lead. Millington 52-49. Millington with the ball. Bryce Martin will hold up at the right corner. Caden Weisenbach at the high post. Bryce Martin head fake for three at the right wing. He'll hold up a 3.5 to go. They lead by three, 52-49. Truck Turbush with it. He'll be fouled by Gady Muxel with a little reach-in. Gady Muxel looks confused. The official doesn't. Eight fouls now on Brown City. On the free throw line, number zero, Truck Turbush. That one does not go in. Rebound, Brown City. Gaden Muxel with it. 3:20 to go, 52-49 is your score. Brandon Kohler goes for three, left wing, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Truck Turbush almost loses the ball. Brandon Coleman saves it in front of the Brown City bench. Coming down to 3 minutes left in the game. 52-49, Millington leading and with possession. Truck Turbush with it. Over to Caden Weisenbach to the left wing, up top to Kerbush. Back over to Martin. He'll hold up. To Brevins. Brevins swings it over to Truck. Kerbush. To Brandon Coleman. Being challenged by Gaten Muxlow. And he'll pass it off to Kerbush. Kerbush attacks the paint. Left side. Bounce pass it with the assist. Kerbush to the left side glass with a two-point shot by number 12, Hendricks. It is 54. The 49 shot is called off. There'll be a foul in three-point range, I believe. Hendricks with that shot for two. The assist from Kerbush. Great play there. 2:27 to go here. And on the free throw line, eight fouls apiece for each team. 2:27 to go here in the fourth. Big free throw here, and this one's good. He'll get his bonus. 54-50. Two-possession lead for Millington. Free throw, Muxlow. At the 2:27 mark. Second free throw good. 54-51. Three-point lead now for Millington. In the fourth quarter, it's 2:20 to go in the game. Hendricks with it at the right corner. Up top to Brandon Coleman. Coleman swings over to Bryce Martin. 2:15 to go and counting. Millington leading by three. 54-51. Bryce Martin goes down the left lane. Bounce pass right side. They lose the ball as he was trying to go for a bounce pass from the elbow to the right low block, looking for Hendricks in a similar play with his last shot. 2:04 to go in the game. Under 2 minutes now. 54-51. Three-point lead, driving down the right lane for two. He can't get it, put back for two. He gets it, number 32, Kellen Hagee. 54-53, Hagee with the big shot with a putback. 1:45 to go, timeout called. It's 54-53, one-point lead for Millington. We'll be right back.
McKenzie Health System Outpatient Services offers a wide variety of medically prescribed infusion IV therapy treatments that can be life-changing for many. Patients with certain conditions such as anemia, autoimmune disorders, dehydration, gout, infections, inflammatory diseases, iron deficiency, osteoporosis, and non-healing wounds can benefit tremendously from infusion therapy. Fluids, medications, and nutrients are quickly and efficiently delivered to patients through an IV. McKenzie offers antibiotics, supplements such as iron, blood transfusions, and IV hydration treatments are professionally monitored and provided in a relaxing, private and safe environment with the comforts of home, including warm heated blankets, restful recliners, TV, and Wi-Fi. To learn more about infusion IV therapy at McKenzie Outpatient Services, including insurance coverage and availability, call 810-648-6165.
In the Brown City Green Devils section wakes up. They're wearing all black. 1:40 to go in the game. Timeout was called by Millington. They lead by one, leading 54-53. Inbounds pass for Millington, right sideline. They get it in to Truck Kerbush from Coleman. Kerbush down the left lane, goes up for two. He will be fouled. Arms up, but going along with the body. And now nine fouls for Brown City. Nine fouls for Brown City. 1-1 here, going to the free throw line. Millington shooting pretty good free throw shooting. They've missed three here in the second half. Was it a shooting foul or was he the 1-1? So they're going to give him two free throws instead of the 1-1 now. So that was a shooting foul. First free throw, and it bounces and bounces, and it goes in. Got a favorable bounce, and they take the lead by two. 55-53. Kerbush with a free throw. Second free throw. That one no good. Rebound, Brown City, Gaten Muxlow. Down to 1:20 to go in the game. 55-53. Millington leading by two. Ethan Roy with it at the right wing to Clint Ford. Ford over to Gaten Muxlow. Gaten Muxlow to the basket, up for two, and it goes in! Tied up, 55-55, a tie. 1:05 to go. Muxlow with the two, all tied up. Brandon Coleman with the ball. He'll go to the basket for two. He lays it in down the right lane. 47 seconds to go here. Coleman with a two-point shot. 57-55 for Millington. Down to 40 seconds. Katie Muxlow with it. Down by two is Brown City. 57-55. Muxlow into the paint. He'll go up. Blocked by Millington. Triple team at the free throw line. We have a whistle call and timeout. 26 seconds to go. 57-55. We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
All right, here we go. 57-55, 26 seconds to go here in the game. Two-point lead for Millington. They have possession. Inbounds pass by number two, Hayden Weisenbach, and quickly, Brandon Coleman will foul Millington with 24.5 seconds to go here. Ten fouls for Brown City now. At the free throw line, he made one out of two last time. Number zero, Truck Kerbush. Kerbush with his first free throw, and that one is good. 58-55. Kerbush with a free throw. Second free throw, two possession lead, timeout called. It's 59-55, 24 seconds to go in the game. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back. Here comes Gady Muxlow. Inbounds pass with 20 seconds to go here. Got to do something quick. Over to Clifford for three. Right wing. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound Millington. 14 seconds to go here. And then quickly foul. Kalen Hagee on Truck Kerbush. 12 seconds to go here. 11 fouls now on Brown City. An automatic two shots here. Here on out in the bonus. Millington with the first free throw here for Truck Kerbush. Made the last two in a row, and he'll extend the lead with no. Misses that one. 59-55, a four-point lead with 12 seconds to go here. Second free throw, good. 1 out of 2, makes it 60-55. 2-possession lead, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. NBA range for 3, no good. Loose ball picked up, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Millington with 4.3 seconds to go here, but was 60-55. Millington leading. Turbush sealing the game with his free throws here with 4.3 seconds to go here. Long shot for 3, no good. 1 second, that's going to be the game. Millington winning. Well, I guess you could say mini upset. 60-55 to win the district championship over Brown City on their home courts. Unbelievable. Great game. But Millington came out on top. 60-55. Your final score, Millington. 5-point lead over Brown City. You're listening to WBGV 92.5 FM. Our post-game report is coming up. Streaming at stanlakebroadcasting.com also. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you. Talk of the phone.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
At Marlet Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlet Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only 5 in Michigan awarded a 5-star rating by our patients' families and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our 6-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, 5-star care, right here in the Thumb.
Marlet Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, stronger together. Visit us at marletregionalhospital.org.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service,
great rates.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. All right. Post game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, 60-55. Millington with the win over Brown City to win the District 93 championship game. Great total effort by Millington. Their free throw is also a key here. 6 of 6 in the first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 free throw attempts. And they missed 5. Just 5 in the second half. You take all those free throws, you add those up. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 free throws. You take those away, it's a different game. Sharing the ball out there on the floor. A lot more different shooters here also for the Millington Cardinals with a final score 60-55. At the end of the first period, it was Brown City leading. It's kind of a back-and-forth game here. Brown City led all the way through the first period at the three-minute mark when Brad Coleman had a two-point shot to take the lead, 10-9. Muxlow answers back about 45 seconds later to make it 11-10, and then extended the lead by 14-10 after a three-point shot by Lawson Cooper at the 140 mark. Millington, Brevins make it a two-point shot to 115 mark. And to tie it up with 25 seconds to go, 14-14. But Hagee makes a two-point shot, making it 16-14 at the end of the first. A tie with free throws by Millington at 16-16. Millington taking the lead, 18-16. The largest lead at that point, 24-19 at the five-and-a-half mark by Weisenbach with a two-point shot. Muxlow answered back to get within three, 24-21 with 3:40 to go. Weisenbach with another shot at the 2:40 mark a minute later. Making it 26-21, Millington with the five-point lead. Muxlow with a three-point shot also with the 1:55 mark to make it a three-point game. But Turbush makes a shot also for two and extends the lead once again by five, 28-23 at the end. Though Muxlow makes a two-point shot to get within two at the half, 30-28. In the third, we had a tie. Muxlow makes some free throws. When it was 32-28, Hendricks made the shot to make the first points of the third. 7.5 to go on that one. A tie at the free throws by Muxlow with 7:20 to go. And then Brown City took back the lead. Free throws by Muxlow at the 6:55 mark, 34-32. And Martin makes a two to tie it up, 34 all. Muxlow with a three-point shot in the third with 5:40 to go, 37-34. Another tie, Hendricks ties it up for Millington, 4:38 to go. Free throws by Millington, 38-37, and then a three-point shot by Martin for Millington, making it 41-37 to the 3:10 mark. And Millington held the lead through that whole third quarter after breaking that tie to take the lead at the 38-37 mark with about 4 minutes to go. And at the end of the third, it was 47-42. And then Millington just maintained the control with, at one point, an 8-point lead, 50-42 at the 7 near mid mark, and led all the way through this fourth period. But then Brown City tied up with 55-55 with a 2-point shot after some free throws by Millington. 55-55 with 1 minute to go. Millington, Brandon Coleman with a 2-point shot with 47 seconds to go. making it 57-55. Trubush with free throws. He made 50% of them near the end. 58-55 and then 59-54. And winning 60-55, winning with free throws. The charity stripe was the key here for Millington. 60-55, Millington winning the district championship over Brown City. We'll be right back with more post-game reports, and hopefully have some halftime post-game leaders.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information at a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
McKenzie Health System Outpatient Services offers a wide variety of medically prescribed infusion IV therapy treatments that can be life-changing for many. Patients with certain conditions such as anemia, autoimmune disorders, dehydration, gout, infections, inflammatory diseases, iron deficiency, osteoporosis, and non-healing wounds can benefit tremendously from infusion therapy. Fluids, medications, and nutrients are quickly and efficiently delivered to patients through an IV. McKenzie offers antibiotics, supplements such as iron, blood transfusions, and IV hydration treatments are professionally monitored and provided in a relaxing, private and safe environment with the comforts of home, including warm heated blankets, restful recliners, TV, and Wi-Fi. To learn more about infusion IV therapy at McKenzie Outpatient Services, including insurance coverage and availability, call 810-648-6165.
All right, welcome back here. Your post-game report, your leading scores for the Millington Cardinals, Victoria 60-55. Over the Brown City Green Devils for the District 93 Championship in Division 3. Brad Coleman had 15 points, but listen to this. They all shared the ball. Caden Weisenbach also had 15 points in this game. He had three threes, and then 11 points for Brevin Hendricks. Big second half also for Hendricks also. He had 7 points in the second half. 10 points also for Truck Turbush with the free throws. He made 4 free throws. He had 10 points for the game. 9 points also for Bryce Martin, the point guard. He had a 3, he had a 2-point shot, and he made all his free throws, all 4 of them, for 9 points. Millington with the win, 60-55. Those are your stats and your scoring leaders here for Millington. When we come back, I will have the Brown City Green Devils who fall 60-55 against Millington with your leading scores.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to avstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank, with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
Welcome back. Unofficial leading scorer here was Gaden Muxlow with 34 points. By far the leading scorer this whole game. A lot on his shoulders here. 9 points for Brandon Kohler. Threes. 3 points for Lawson Cooper. 2 points for Clint Ford. And 4 points for Kalen Hagee. Your scores for Brown City. I know I'm missing a couple there, as the score was 60-55. Your final score, with Millington winning. And I'm going to look and see if I'm missing that one. No, that's about, this is what I got. Final score is 60-55. Millington winning this one in the Division 3 District Championship game. We'll see if we can try to get a quick post-game interview with the winning coach here. And just a couple minutes here before we close things out here. As Brown City is bounced out, now Millington will move on to the Unionville Seabooing District Championship game come next week, and that will take place at Unionville Seabooing. Killers Cass City and Sandusky were playing for the district championship game in that one. Man, great game here, 60-55. Millington winning over Brown City. They just came out with those free throws. Too many fouls for Brown City in this game, and, you know, some will disagree and not agree with the calls, but overall, they let them play out here. Tough game. Tough game. It was just a great battle and great sharing of the ball, and more so for Millington also. We'll be back in about a minute and a half. We'll see if we can try to get this interview with the winning coach with Millington here on WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City.
Liebler Insurance. Great service, great rates.
All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Traditionally, when we do a championship game, I got to interview the winning coach. And they're in the Sports Writers Media Association also in our voting block here. Millington, big win here for you, Coach Coleman. Got to be proud of the total team effort. This was a total team effort. You spread the ball out so good. Free throw shooting was the key, especially in the second half and the first half here. You knew there was going to be a tough game. You knew the guy you had to stop. You tried. He got 34 points, but that was not enough for Brown City. Great effort here for your team. Great coaching.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we knew Gaden was going to do his thing. He was going to get between 30 and 40, and we just had to make sure that Ford and Kohler and the supporting cast, you know, couldn't hurt us as well, because he's going to get his. He's that dominant of a player where he's going to get his points.
It was a back-and-forth affair. You saw a lot of ties in this game. What'd you tell these guys at the, you know, timeouts? It seems like they were pretty cool leveled, you know, cool heads, you know, out there.
Yeah, the league we play in with Carlton and Hemlock and, you know, Standish, you know, dominating their side, we've been in some tough games, and we've learned that each possession is extremely valuable. Each rebound is extremely valuable. And the boys just, they sold out tonight. They really did. And I got to hand it to Brevin Hendricks, Chuck Turbush, those guys rebounding. That's really the difference in the game tonight for us.
A lot of great assists by all the players. Even your top player, your son, Coleman, out there. But everybody participated. Say, hey, just get open. We're going to get the ball to the guy who's open there and fight for every possession. You guys hustled a lot out there for every possession, like you said.
Yep. Now, starting four sophomores, we weren't sure how the season was going to go. But these kids have been playing together since they were 7 years old. They know where they're going to be at. Ball movement is huge. No defensive player can move faster than that basketball. So that was our key tonight, was just keep moving that ball, because they switch everything on defense. As long as we keep that ball moving, we always have the advantage.
You have December basketball and then March Magic basketball.
Yeah.
Have you seen the improvement month by month?
Oh, tremendously. Our second unit that we scrimmage against daily just pushes and pushes and pushes. And we have a lot of seniors in that second group. Travis Cooper, Zayvon Smith, Peyton Schmott are in that second group, and they're working their butts off day after day, and didn't really get a chance to touch the floor tonight, but I got to give those guys credit, just showing up every day and just putting in the work.
That's working tough, and that's the Millington way. We all know about it from football, but every sport, top to bottom, these guys work hard. You got to have good coaching behind you. You got to have a good supporting cast here also, and they got to buy into the system. And this game they did. This is a young group here, and just because you finished in second place, hey, you didn't get the league championship, but you know what looks pretty good up there is a banner on the wall. This is district champions.
We do. I'm very lucky with the supporting cast I got. We got my best friend in the world, Brent Weisenbach, is my assistant coach. We've been together since our boys were playing flag football in a church backyard. One of my ex-players, Ethan Brady. Just he's going to be an amazing coach one day. And then Christian Zalek is just solid. He's just a great guy to have on your bench in any sport.
Yeah, at our sportsman, he says, Eddie, if Millington wins, you got to watch this, you know, all these kids. I don't know which one to pick. You know, the top player, of course, is your son, Brad Coleman, but there's such a great supporting cast here. And you're going to like, I guess, I already know. I know what I'm going to get. Millington's going to come here and play hard. And they're going to give you a game. And both teams had similar opponents, you know, cross-conference opponents also. So similar opponents. And Millington, Brown City also filled their schedule with tough teams. You play in a tough conference as is. And you try to play that you think teams you may meet in the playoffs also. So.
Right. I feel like I had a little bit of an advantage. I watched two of my nephews play for Bobby at Davison for the last 6 years.
Yes, okay.
So I feel like I've seen
Coach Hatton here.
I've seen his tendencies. And he's a really good – Brown City got themselves a good one.
Oh, yeah.
They really got themselves a good one.
In 2 years alone. Right here, look what he's changed here, Aubrey. I mean, he had already a pretty good culture here.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to come in, you know, like you said, pretty young. I mean, I guess you could say you come in as a virgin.
Yeah.
And then nobody knows your system, but people bought into it. And he develops good players. So
you
just see good things to come here. But good luck to you in the playoffs. You're going to Unionville. Not too far of a trip for you.
Nope.
Good luck in the regional semifinal.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Coleman. All right. Winners 60-55. Always appreciate the interview. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Once again, good luck. 60-55 was your final score. Millington winning that one over Brown City. Brown City, hey, nothing to look down on. They knew it was going to be a tough game. They win the Greater Thumb East League Championship also. You know, when you get to the district championship game, based on the seeding, you're going to end up meeting the same, I guess, the tougher teams here. And that's what I liked about the seeding here. Now you get to the regionals, things get a little bit tougher as you see the top teams. And, well, it looks like as we look and see if there is a final score yet from that game in Cass City. Here was 65 Millington winning, and now Millington will go on to the regionals 24 at Unionville Sebring. And in that regional, right now it's Millington, but they already reported the score, so we're still waiting on the final score on that one also. So I will maybe try to take a look and see if I can find it here real quick on WLBW's Twitter. They were following that game and covering that one with Sandusky and Cass City in that district championship game. So right now, still don't have a final score in that one yet. So he still must be covering that one right now as we speak. So, all right, well, maybe I'll go on Messenger here and try to get a final score possibly through that way also to find out who Millington will play. Otherwise, just check the MHSAA website and follow through on that. Now, we will be back come next week on Tuesday for girls basketball. Girls basketball, we will have Sandusky, and they will be in action in the regional quarterfinals, that is. They won the regional championship last night. So, Croswell Lexington wins tonight over Embley City, 46-35. And Cass City wins over Sandusky. So Cass City wins 49-30 over Sandusky in the district championship. And Peck in that game on Thumbtoe Sports as we speak, that one was underway also. So that was in Caseville with that one. So Cass City wins over Sandusky, and that's who Millington will meet. I believe, but I'm not sure how they'll pair it up. You'll have to check the website. But Cassidy won over Sandusky, that's far as I know, so that's where we're at right now. All right, we know Croswell won, so I could still be covering some coverage area teams in our coverage area. We could be covering Croswell come next week. We know they won over Emily City, and Emily City hosting, I do believe, the regionals also in that one, so we'll leave it at that right there. Right now we have a score of Ubley losing to Peck 38-37 by 1 point. So Peck moves on to the regionals also. That was on Thumbtugger Sports. Wow, Peck wins our coverage area team in that one. So unbelievable. We will wrap it up right there. Millington winning over Brown City, 60-55 here at Brown City High School. Cassidy winning over Sandusky. Sandusky eliminated. Croswell wins. Peck wins tonight. Some boys basketball scores here moving on. We'll have those final scores on our website also, hopefully reported in the morning. Thank you for tuning in to high school basketball on WBGB 92.5. Thank you to all our sponsors also. Thank you for tuning in. It was a thriller here. Brown City comes up short, 60-55. Millington will move on. Thank you for tuning in on 92.5 FM WBGB. I'm Eddie Fury. Been a busy week. A trying week, you could say. But a great, great March for March Magic Madness here of high school basketball. It's on WBGB 92.5 FM, streaming at CMABroadcasting.com, 24/7 for 92.5. Catch you next week for high school girls basketball on a Tuesday. And maybe more boys basketball, so next week here on WBGB 92.5 FM.